All right, I'm going to go with the basically the hockey version of Tastes Great's filling at this point. Seguin or Hall?
For the Bruins needs Hall. Seguin, I don't like a lot of the stuff that I brought Seguin. He looks like he's going to be more of a playmaker, setup guy. He's not a guy that's not who's just like a natural goal scorer. Hall is the guy to go to. Root hard for Edmonton to go for Seguin, thinking that they might see the next Gretzky light in him up there, and then root for Hall to fall, to come into the second spot. Because I think both Hall and Seguin are guys that are going to be playing in the NHL next year, regardless. But I think Hall's the guy that Boston wants.
What do you think Edmonton's going to do? And that's really the key question here, because I think everybody forgets that Edmonton has the first overall pick. I think this is where everybody forgets this.
It's tough to get a read on them. I mean, listen, you're not going to lose out with either guy. I know a lot of people are throwing out pick bust names of the ghosts of the past to kind of say, ooh, well, things might not work out. You might be another Alexander Haig. Or he might be Roddick Bonk or any other guy the Ottawa Senators drafted and thought were going to be awesome in the mid-90s. But I think either way you went out, but I think for Boston's needs, they want Hall. I think for what Edmonton needs, they need whatever they can get their hands on. Edmonton was killed with injuries last year, but that still wasn't a very good team on paper. But I think they could use a playmaker type. More immediately. So I think Seguin will actually be the guy Edmonton goes for. But I would think they would stay away from Hall. But I think they'll go for Seguin. Again, this is just pulling rabbits out of a hat for myself too. I think it works out that I think Edmonton would go with Seguin, and I think the Bruins will get Hall, and they'll thank every lucky star that they've got that Toronto was crazy enough to give up their first-round pick, and they get to get another franchise player out of it. So, I think it'll work out well for the Bruins. They won't lose out if they have to go for Seguin, but I think Boston would much rather have Hall.
Now let's look over at the other series West, San Jose and Chicago. Everybody that in this area is all too familiar with Joe Thornton. Somebody must have told him it was playoffs, because the last couple of games looks like the Joe Thornton that played in the playoffs of the Bruins, while he started out like he was unbelievable. What's going on in that series, and who did tell Joe Thornton it's playoffs?
Well, that whole first line was they've been a defensive nightmare through the playoffs. Heatley, Thornton, and Marlowe have been terrible at controlling the other team's first line if they've had to deal with them, or the other team's third line, if they've had their hands full with them. Last night it was Marlowe had to do everything for San Jose. It wasn't good enough. I mean, that's happened in the past with the Sharks, but I don't think it's so much that San Jose is kind of, yakking away on their playoffs. I think it's that good. Chicago's been that good most of the season, aside from a couple of, we're bored, we've been in first place all year, stretches of time where they're like, yeah, all right, whatever. We don't care about playing Columbus in the middle of January. We can't get up for that game. We're waiting for April. But the key for Chicago was getting their goaltending figured out and Antti Niemi stepping up and being the man, having that settle down, and Joel Quenneville's a terrible juggler of goalies. Seen it in the past with him in Colorado, and even last year in Chicago, and as well as in St. Louis. I mean, he just could not keep goaltenders straight at all. But now that he's got a guy who's stopping everything, they're really tough to play against, because they've got a ton of skill guys. They've got a ton of guys that just rub you the wrong way. I mean, Dave Boland has completely gotten into Thornton's head, to the point where Thornton is going out of his way to make comments about Boland, saying, oh, well, he's easy to play again, blah, blah. Yeah, okay. That's why you slashed his hands on a face-off, you clown. but, yeah, he's very easy to play against, I'm sure. But the I don't think it's so much that San Jose's falling apart. I mean, they've been good, but you know, they showed in the playoffs. I mean, they ran through Detroit, who was dog beaten, tired, almost literally after having to fight through the Coyotes. But they had their hands full with Colorado, and Colorado is not a team they should have been really fighting hard with, you know. Instead, they end up going six games with them, and then had that awful Dan Boyle game where he just throws it in his own net. But I wouldn't hang it so much on the Sharks. Last night was a game they obviously had to have, but man, oh man, when your goalie's the last guy to see where the puck went, when it gets dropped out in front of the net, that's no good. The most surprised guy to see that puck get past him was Nabokov, because he was still looking behind the net after Buffalo had already fired it at him. That kind of ties a bow on the whole series for San Jose. I don't see San Jose making it out of the weekend. I don't see them getting back home. I don't think not to kind of rub it in your guys' face. I don't see a Bruin situation happening with the Chicago team.
He's Joe Yurden from ProHockeyTalk.com. We're up against it. Joe, we're going to have you on again soon. Thanks for joining us this morning. Again, ProHockeyTalk.com on NBC Sports. You can follow him on Twitter, HockeyJoeGM. Joe, thanks for joining us this morning. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Thank you. Joe Yurden. We're going to the break. You listen to Maddie and Jeff on the Weekend Warm-Up. We'll be back right after this.